Blair filled the shiny cocktail shaker with ice, tequila, lime juice, triple sec, a splash of agar syrup, and then three dashes of green Tabasco sauce. What a balmy evening. Boats still drowsily moved along the river. Blair strained the contents into an ice-filled tumbler garnished with a green chilli. The deep red sun dipped behind the silhouetted trees. A sip of the margarita, and Blair kicked off her red stilettos. Her fingers drummed slowly on the white leather arms of the chair. Reclining further, she stared at the small silver key on the glass low coffee table. The margarita left a satisfying flavour in her mouth, making her relax. But the sight of the key caused her to reach forward and pick it up. Who left the key behind? Was it her husband Rory, who was always rushing, or her young teenage son Callum? Turning the key over, she recognised that it belonged to the office set that opened the filing cabinet. The filing cabinet that Rory perfectly organised with his numerous files. An object that she was not at all interested in until now. Another sip of the ice-cold margarita. Blair looked up to the ceiling, not wanting to admit that she had an overwhelming feeling of wanting to open the cabinet. Sea air wafted through the open French windows on the balmy evening. Blair felt her fingers squeeze around the cold tumbler. Tightening her grip, she took a longer drink until finished. Flashbacks of her husband rummaging in the cabinet, then slamming shut the drawers when she had asked what he was looking for. The margarita had taken its effect. She felt empowered. Storming out through the French door, she leaned over the balcony. No one was on the footpath around. The sun had gone down. The street lights lit. Emptiness filled Blair's apartment. She shuddered and her thoughts again of the filing cabinet. Blair leaned against the cabinet, her fingernails drumming the metal top. The coldness of the metal relieved her clammy hands. Slotting the key in, twisting urgently. No give of the drawers. Again, she twisted more and there a spring of the top drawer opening. The drawer exposed, nothing. The next drawer, just rags. Why rags? The next drawer, cigarettes. He doesn't smoke. The next drawer, old newspaper cuttings. Why? The next drawer, two bottles of whiskey. Not his favourite tipple. The next drawer, a knife. Sudden revulsion. She slammed the doors closed. Turning, she gazed through the black night air. What does it all mean? She dropped the key back onto the coffee table and sunk back into the chair.